Among the nominees up for Grammy Awards this Sunday night is a surround sound album created by an online student at Boston's Berklee College of Music. Craig Hella Johnson's composition is titled Considering Matthew Shepard. An ordinary boy, the words there. Matthew Shepard was the gay college student, brutally beaten and abandoned in a Wyoming field in 1998. He died 6 days later. Johnson tells Shepard's story in an epic choral work performed by his ensemble in a range of musical genres. Reporter Andrea Shea of WBUR's The Artery tells us more about how and why this ode was made.
Considering Matthew Shepard begins with Johnson playing this simple Bach piano prelude. But then it shifts tone with a cowboy's yodel.
Yodeloo, so sings the lone cowboy.
Soon, members of Johnson's Grammy-winning choral ensemble Conspirare set a bucolic scene, singing of sky, cattle, horses, and grass.
Sky, cattle, horses.
But inevitably, there is tragedy.
Near midnight, they drove him to a remote area, tied him to a split rail fence, beat him horribly, and left him to die in the cold of night.
The composer says he'll never forget learning about Matthew Shepard's death in 1998.
In that moment, it was a piercing for me. I remember it vividly, even almost in my body still. And then what happened in the weeks and months after his death too created such a big space in me. I was a regular gay kid growing up in the Midwest. I've had, you know, things thrown at me. I went through conversion therapy as a young person. That all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, here it is. The hatred that I had felt as a gay person suddenly had such a focused, incredibly tragic story here in Matt that became this catalyst for me to feel even more deeply. And I think it opened me up.
The choral composer felt compelled to respond the way he knows how, through music and words. To tell Shepard's story respectfully, Johnson reached out to Judy Shepard, Matthew's mother. With her husband Dennis, she started the Matthew Shepard Foundation in Casper, Wyoming.
And she said it very plainly. She said, well, you know Matthew Shepard, and that's the work that I do. And to us, he was Matt. We lost our son, Matt. It went in like, oh, I don't yet have Matt in this piece.
Candidly, it's really hard. You feel like you want the Matt you know to be represented, and so rarely is that the case. It's an interpretation of who they think Matt is, so we've really officially endorsed very, very few projects, and this was one of them because we just felt that Craig had a real feel for who Matt was.
To paint a portrait, Johnson set some of Matt's writings to music. Judy Shepard admits she's avoided listening to the recording in its entirety, but she has allowed herself to hear the movement titled Ordinary Boy.
I only heard it by itself, and it just tore me up because it was Matt's words. And Matt Alber, who sings that particular piece, was spectacular.
I am funny, sometimes forgetful, and messy. And lazy. I am not a lazy person, though.
Makes him feel real to you, doesn't it?
Matt Alber, who sings this part, agrees that it does.
It feels incredibly healing to hear the story, even knowing how difficult it is to listen to it.
Alber sings tenor in the chorus and plays the yodeling cowboy. Like composer Craig Johnson, he says he also struggled as a gay youth and connected with Shepard.
Craig has told us many times that he felt like he got a message from Matt when he was composing it that says, don't leave me on the fence.
The fence that Shepard was tied to for 18 hours plays the role of innocent bystander in Johnson's composition. The words it sings come from Holyoke writer Leslie Newman's collection of poems for Shepard titled October Morning. Newman is also the author of the 1989 children's book about same-sex parents, Heather Has Two Mommies. She tells Shepard's story at schools across the country.
Not only have the students mostly never heard of him, but sometimes the teachers haven't. My hope is that through music, his story reaches a wider audience and people are inspired to keep his name alive by doing good in the world.
It's a horrible tale, and it's the sort of tale that I would run away from. But when you listen to the music, you're absolutely drawn into it again and again.
That's Grammy voter James Donahue, who cast his ballot for considering Matthew Shepard in the somewhat obscure category, Best Surround Sound Album. Donahue also teaches at Berklee College of Music.
You know, there are these moments where when you're listening surround that you're hearing little after effects, little other thoughts that are going on behind you in the sense of the reverb that they were choosing or the effect that they were putting up there. You know, the sort of the tears, what they're happening in the space around you.
Composer Craig Hella Johnson hopes the Grammy nomination and possible win help his ode to Shepard reach a broader audience.
This was really, at its most simplest, just a song for Matt. You know, it ended up being a 107-minute song, but his death shook me to the core and moved me deeply, and I wanted to sing a song back.
And in considering Matthew Shepard, Johnson and his ensemble do just that.
What could be the song? Where begin again? Who could meet us there? Where might we begin?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.